Hey guys, now I'm here recording the podcast with Jose and Ashlyn. Say hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
So make sure you tune in and listen to it.
Oh, God.
He's a...
Hey, guys, now I'm here recording the podcast with Jose. It totally cut out the whole thing.
Oh!
Okay, one more time, guys. I'm sorry, this is my job, okay?
This is my job.
Hey, guys, welcome back to another episode of Roundtable Talks. I'm Ashlyn.
Vitor's not here. By Vitor, wherever you're at, you're missed.
Correct.
And I'm Jose.
And I'm Jaylee.
She yes. did not want to be introduced.
She said, I'm independent. I can introduce myself.
I don't know how this works.
It's okay. Normally, Vitor introduces the guest, so we're like all thrown out of whack.
Oh, okay.
So
reset.
And our guest, Jaylee.
Hey.
How are you today?
I'm good. Feeling? I'm good. I'm tired, but I'm alive. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
That's all you can ask.
How are you guys?
I am so ready for the semester to be over.
Me too. Me too.
So two more episodes.
Two more episodes.
Wow.
Exciting.
We have come a long way.
I know. That's crazy to think about. I'm so tired. It's dead week, and I am truly dead.
Oh, really? No, I understand. I totally feel you. I feel like I've been super busy, and then I didn't realize how busy I was until now that the end of the semester is like coming along, and everyone's like, "Oh wait, the school's ending soon." Not the school's ending. The school year's ending soon.
Let's Swallow is out of business.
It's over.
After this year.
Sorry, it's closed. Closed forever. No. But then everyone's like, "Oh, do this." I'm like, "Ah," but you know, it's kind of an exciting time, also.
True.
Because you know, approaching the new year. No,
but there's sorry. After finals the, before the New Year's,
after the last two New Years, I'm just like not excited anymore.
That's true.
Like 2019 was the last Happy New Year that I had.
Because it's like you're like Happy New Year, but then it's not a Happy New then, Year,
right?
You know,
the New Year is in fact sad.
Exactly.
Yeah, not looking forward to it. Not entirely.
Sorry.
It's okay.
So tell us, what do you do in SA? Because we know you're part of SA. What is it that you
do? How do you know that?
Oh.
Oh, dang. Ooh.
Hit up the hard questions. But yes, I am on SA. Jose is right. I am the social VP. So that basically means that I help plan. Well, basically, I do plan and facilitate all of the events that go on campus. And it is stressful at times, but it's honestly very exciting. And I definitely have a lot of support from all the SA members, of course, and friends and Dean Tay and everyone on the social committee. So, yeah, it's been really fun. Definitely been a learning experience. But I'm also excited for next semester for the new events, you know?
Yeah, honestly, I'm looking forward to next semester after we have a refresher.
Exactly.
What kind of events do we have for next semester?
Well, right now for next semester, we are definitely working hard on Mimosa, which is something I'm very excited for. And I think it's going to be definitely a lot bigger this next semester than, I was going to say next year. And I was like, it's not really next year, like school year. But yeah, it's going to be a lot bigger. It's going to be really fun. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of new things that we're implementing into it. So for right now, I'm kind of just focusing on that. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Are we doing the thing where, I don't know if we have a theme yet, but whenever we decide a theme, are we going to keep it a secret and then reveal it like they've done in previous years?
I think yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Do you have some ideas of maybe what you want to do?
Like for the theme?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. We know the theme.
Can we say it? Do know the theme. We well, I thought you said you wanted to have it be a big thing and then
exactly,
like reveal it.
Yes. Jose is trying to coerce me to release the theme.
I haven't said anything.
I will not.
She says it and we have to like beep. We have to bleep it when you're editing.
But yes, it's very exciting. I'm really excited. I mean, yeah, I am. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but
no, I love planning formals because in my high school where I went, the juniors would plan prom. So the seniors like wouldn't have to worry about it or anything. And my junior year, we had, it was like an Enchanted Woods kind of theme.
Ooh.
And we got this, we were in this it's a barn, and that's going to sound really bad, but it was a barn that was made to have part, like the, what is it? The seniors just had their party in it, like the something in Alvarado.
Yeah, I think that's the same place we had Mimosa last year.
Actually. Oh, was it?
Are we going to have it in the same place?
No. Ooh. I am very adamant about straying away from barns, which is fine
fair.
Because, you know, I born in Tennessee, I don't mind barns. I think they're cute.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like the general feeling of the students is no more barns.
No more barns.
You know? It's just, we should pull out a poll. Do you want a barn, Mimosa? Yes?
Or no? No. And I'm telling you, general consensus is going to be no. Because I've heard a lot of people, especially I feel like people who are like from Texas or something, they're like, yes, barns. I love barns. This is great. But so many people that I know that are like not from Texas, they were like, why are we in a barn?
The downside of having it at a barn is that there's not, most of the time with barns, they focus so much on making the inside cute and it works. But then there's no fun outside place to go.
Yeah, it's kind of like grass.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And so, like, it's really fun and hype inside the barn, but then it also gets really hot because everything is happening inside. There's a bunch of people in there, and you're like, I want to step outside. And then it's just grass.
Exactly.
There's nothing.
And I feel like it would be kind of cool if there was, like, you know, what if, like, something a little different, something a little, like, chic, you know, something a little modern, something a little, you know, cool. But then you can't do, no matter how hard you try, you can't really make a barn look like, you know,
anything but a barn.
A nice rooftop hotel in this downtown city. You can't. You
know? No. A barn is a barn.
No matter how much.
No matter how much decorating you do.
Exactly.
The barn is a barn.
A barn is a barn. You know? That's all you can do. But correct. Enough about barns.
We're going to leave Mimosa off. If not,
yes.
Or else we're going to reveal the secret.
Yes. We're just going to start party planning in the podcast.
But stay tuned, stay excited, and be excited because no to barns.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
So you're mentioning you're from Tennessee. How is that? How is Tennessee?
So technically I was born there in Nashville, and then I lived in Chattanooga for a few years while my mom was in college, but I moved away from Tennessee when I was like 7. So I don't remember it like a ton, but I actually love Tennessee. Like a lot of my friends still live there, so I'll go back, and it was great. I grew up on like the campus of Southern, and there's lots of, you know, mountains and like lakes and woods. And as a young child, I really enjoyed growing up kind of like in the calmer environment when I was younger. Yeah. So it's beautiful over there. It's gorgeous.
Yeah.
So why choose Southwestern over Southern?
Because I already lived there. So I moved around a lot growing up, and I have this rule where like I don't like to move back to places because like I feel like I was already in a certain stage of my life then. And if I move back, I'll be reinserting myself into that time in my life. But I moved on, you know? Mm-hmm. So I already lived there. Why go back?
Interesting.
Why go back? Where else have you lived?
I've lived in Indiana, North Carolina, and Florida, and now Texas.
Which of those is your favorite place?
Florida.
Yeah.
And because I live there the longest. Like, everything else-wise, I mean, obviously they have the beach and they have, like, Disney, but, like, unless you're, like, I mean, I don't know, no offense, but unless you're, like, really rich, it's not like you're going to Disney every single weekend. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So, like, I didn't really go to Disney that often.
If you're going to Disney every single weekend, that privileged life, like,
exactly.
God bless your soul. That's amazing.
Exactly. I only went a little bit because, actually, this is, like, super cool, but when I was in high school in the choir, we would sing at Disney Candlelight, which is, like, it's kind of, like, a big thing that they do at Disney where they get, like, actors and stuff to come in and, like, tell the story, like, of Jesus, and then they have a big choir with all the high schools, like, in Florida basically all together, and we sing songs together, and there's like a fireworks show, and like it's really fun. So I used to do that, and every time we would do that, they would give us 10 free Disney tickets, and then we would also sing at Disney Marathon, where there's like marathon runners come and run around the whole park, and we would have to go there at 5 o'clock in the morning and stay until like 10 o'clock at night singing the same exact songs over and over again to like keep them hyped up. But then they gave us 5 more like park hopper passes from singing there.
Oh my goodness.
And so like my freshman and sophomore and half of my junior year, I had a pretty good amount of like tickets, but a lot of people would just sell them to like pay off their tuition, which is kind of depressing.
But I mean, valid.
Yeah. But then I just quit choir because, you know, life, you know. So then after that, I just haven't gone back to Disney, and it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love Florida. I miss it.
Would you live there again? Or
Florida is the one place that I would probably move back.
Mm.
Yeah.
the exception.
But probably somewhere else. Like, I lived in Orlando, and I probably wouldn't move back to Orlando, but I probably would move, like, to a different part. Maybe, like, more, like, South Florida, because the beaches are just amazing. Glorious.
Have you been to Destin?
I think so. Probably not, actually.
It's on the Emerald Coast.
That sounds very fancy.
It's really pretty.
But no, I have not.
It's white sand, and, like, the water is so clear.
Oh my gosh.
It's amazing.
That sounds amazing. It reminds me of the Keys.
Yes.
The Keys are so nice. Mm-hmm.
It's so nice. It's so wonderful. So do you prefer beaches and like the summer-esque things or mountains and wintery-esque things?
That is something that I've always wondered about myself. Because, you know, like that's kind of like one of those questions that a lot of people ask you, mm-hmm. you know? And generally speaking, I'd probably have to say like mountains and stuff. Because
really?
I lived the longest in Florida, but I lived in North Carolina and Tennessee for a long time. Mm-hmm. And they have like the most beautiful like mountains and like they're so gorgeous over there. And I just love the environment so much. And like, you know, the trees and the nature and but then the beach, you know?
True.
So it's like I feel like it can't compare. And but I might have to say the beach just because I like warm weather. I like the ocean. It's calming. It's a vibe, you know?
True.
But it's like a close second in the mountains.
It's like a 51-49 split.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
I couldn't answer the question. Can I live on the mountain side of things?
Where do you live?
In Guatemala.
Oh, yeah. Fancy.
And then Houston, but we don't talk about Houston.
Houston. I was like, didn't you live in Houston?
Yeah, I lived in Houston too, but we don't talk about Houston.
You're just not ready. You just don't want to talk about that stage.
It's either too hot or too cold. Like, just make up your mind and be mid-temperature, please.
If only.
We don't get normal weather here in Texas. As you see how last night, did any of y'all go to the Christmas parade?
No, I was doing a project.
All of my friends were like, I'm studying. And I'm like, y'all are good students because I'm not.
I did sneak out of Pachero for a hot second and watch the fireworks. Ooh, and then I came back. Yes.
Fair.
See, I was working the event, so it was kind of like, I get to watch what happens.
But you're also
through
working.
The camera lens.
Yeah.
The man behind the camera.
It's kind of fun.
Literally.
It's Jose.
Just about all the pictures everywhere.
No, not about all the pictures. I could say half of the pictures.
Yeah.
Because the other half come from Melanie.
You're right.
Campos. Shout out to her.
You're right.
She does a lot.
Mm-hmm.
She took the bowling pictures, right?
Yeah.
Those are good.
Those are
I saw
cute.
Those were really good. I liked them.
She works hard a lot. Vitor works as well. But he does more of a design stuff. But
it's the way that you said that she works really hard, and then you said Vitor works too
as well. Does he work hard? I don't know.
Next question, please.
Whoa. He does work hard.
He does.
Before he
marches in from wherever he is.
It's just different. You can't compare. You know, different jobs.
It's like the one they always say: it's apples and oranges. Which, I'll be
Who
honest.
Who says that?
You've never heard it's like comparing apples and oranges?
No. Do people compare apples and oranges?
Have you heard that saying? Okay.
That was a fake nod.
A fake nod?
Have you genuinely never heard apples and oranges?
I've heard that before.
You have?
Teachers, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, from teachers. They're like, when you're asking, and they're like, it's just like, you can't because it's like comparing apples and oranges. They're two different things. And I'm like,
okay.
They're fruits. I mean.
Yeah, and they're a little similar.
They're not that different.
I feel like it makes more sense if you're like, apples and like broccoli or something. You know what I mean? It's like totally different category.
Just like.
But then you can argue that it's all food. So.
Right. So you could be like apples and carpet or something. Like very different
apples
things.
And carpet.
I mean, they're different, are they not?
They are.
Tell me the similarities between apples and carpet.
They're both. They're both, you know? That's all I have. I don't know.
They're both.
I don't know. That's a good one.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, no. This is very interesting.
You're so quiet.
I'm quiet?
Yeah.
No.
In all honesty, we're so... Vitor. Maybe. Vitor is very good at filling the silences and knowing where to go in the conversation. We're so reliant on Vitor. We'll just jump in with whatever Vitor says. And now that Vitor is not here, we're like, we have to...
We call him while he's on the plane. Please facilitate this.
Oh, we should.
Please facilitate this podcast.
Come be on the podcast, Vitor, from wherever you are.
From the skies.
That he's not going to answer.
He probably doesn't have service.
Oh, is he Wi-Fi? Is he legitimately on a plane right now?
I don't know.
Probably not.
He just told me he couldn't make it.
Fair.
So,
let's see.
We call him and he's in the dorm. I'm kidding.
That'd be kind of funny.
That would be kind of funny.
Hey.
What's up, Jose?
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
So we're recording right now. We are failing at keeping up this conversation, so we thought of bringing you in.
I knew you couldn't do it.
Oh, my God!
Dang!
Ouch. So much faith on us.
Is that it? You really had to call me because you couldn't make
the We just miss you, man.
We just miss you, so you're live.
Oh, thank you.
But now I want to take it back.
Yeah, now we don't want you on the recording thing, whatever this is, podcast. Hang up, Jose. Hang up the phone.
All right, Vitor. We will leave you to continue.
All right,
bye,
guys.
Bye, Vitor.
Have a safe trip.
Thanks. See you guys soon.
Dang, how rude.
Well,
I know.
He said, I knew you couldn't do
now
it.
Now we know his true colors.
His true color. They have shown through enough.
We're kidding, Vitor.
We love him. Yes. We do.
We do.
We generally do.
Teasing is my love language, so like...
Now I know why you're so mean to me. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
What am I mean?
You're actually not ever mean to me. It's so nice of you. Thank you.
I try.
Thank you.
I'm not an awful person all of the time.
Also, some of the time.
Aren't we all horrible some of the time?
Like, that's true.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nobody's perfect except Jesus.
Nobody Amen. Is. Amen. You know, that reminds me, now that you're saying that you're mean. You know, so many people came to the open house in the guy's dorm.
So fun.
And they went to my room and they were like, I didn't know you guys were so clean, so organized.
I did not say that. Like
that. I was just like,
I think I said something generally along the lines of that.
Exactly.
Okay, no, but in all honesty, I really wasn't expecting it to be so clean.
And not a reflection of you, but a reflection of all the other dorms that I had seen.
Yes.
You know? Not that they were bad.
No.
They were there.
Yes, they were in fact there.
It was a fun event, actually.
It was fun.
It was really fun. Someone said that it would be more fun if they did it like once each semester.
Like
another one in the spring semester. That would be fun.
We should talk to the residence halls about that.
We absolutely should. Because
as essay.
That was We have the power.
We do. That's a great idea.
But did y'all do the axe throwing?
I did.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? How did you do on the axe throwing?
So I did it last year, and I was very nervous last year, and I was like, okay, you know, this is fun, you know, I didn't really get a bullseye, but next year I'm going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So then this year, I came back.
And did you get a bullseye?
The same thing over again.
Oh.
I was nervous. I did it like 7 times, and I made it close, you know, the axe stuck in there. I was very close, but I never actually made it with a bullseye. And it was a little sad, guys.
Aww.
A little sad. But you know what?
There's next year.
Next year.
There's always next year.
Amen.
So I got to start practicing now.
True.
So watch out. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Where are you trying to practice? Please don't say anywhere close
no,
to this.
Nowhere no, I'd probably have to go to like an actual place. Because where would I even get an axe?
Essay,
right? No, I probably won't practice, let's be honest. But next year...
It was surprisingly fun. I'm not going to lie. I didn't expect it to be that fun.
Axe throwing.
I was like, wow, this is great. And I did get a bullseye.
You did? Congrats.
It was fantastic. It was my first time.
Okay, wait. Did you do one hand or two hands?
Oh, I did two hands.
Okay.
You know AJ Adams?
Yes.
Apparently he's done axe throwing before. And he was like in the line when we were doing it. And he apparently, there's one throw, I guess if you do it more often, where like, you hold it in one hand and it's like upside down and
what?
You kind of do like this and you throw it that way and you flick it out.
Did
and
it
I
work?
Was like, I don't remember because by the time AJ went, like, all of me and my friends, we were like, okay, we're going to go to the dorms now. So, like, I saw the guy do it, like, the guy who was with the axe throwing. I saw him do it, and I was like, oh, my gosh. But I didn't, I saw AJ do one-handed, and he stuck it.
Oh, wow.
But I never saw him do the underhand thing, and I was like, I just remembered it. I was like, that's crazy.
Something about that is just scary to me, that people can do that. I'm like, huh? Why are you doing this?
Why are you so good?
Why? What is this for?
What are you preparing
What is the
for?
End result? Yeah. What's the goal?
What's the goal?
That's awesome, though. I've never seen someone do that.
True. Yeah. It was so interesting.
Oh, ASMR.
No, I'm sorry.
Did you do the axe throwing, Jose?
No, I was too tired to even go anywhere.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's very That's funny okay, because then me and my entire friend group stormed into his room. We're like, Jose!
And he was just sitting on his little chair.
He was sitting.
Did you sit on that chair the whole night?
I was having dinner.
You were eating. And yeah. You had your door open.
I did because, you see, my roommate and I had agreed that we were going to have a room open. And then he decides to leave for Houston.
Not Houston, of all places.
He has a good excuse. He went to a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
I was just
He just
like,
abandoned you.
I guess I have to open the room. It was clean. It was nice. Come on.
It
was,
how right.
can you not show it off a bit?
That's true. It was nice.
It was. I like your setup, man. Dude, why are the guys' dorm rooms so nice and spacious?
It's not fair.
It's really not.
I'm happy for you, though, you know?
Yes,
like,
I am happy.
At this point, all I can say is, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you. Yeah, no, they're super nice, especially the ones where, like, it looks super fancy, and it has, like, a little, like, instead of just being, like, a straight roof, you know, some of them have, like, little indentations or, like, a rounded roof. And I'm like, oh, didn't realize this was a castle.
Honestly, dude, those rooms are so nice. The entire dorm and, like, the lobbies of each floor were so nice.
And now with the Christmas decorations, I was actually just driving by with my friends the other day, and we were like, why is it gorgeous? Like, with the decorations and the tree, like, why does it look so beautiful?
Honestly, it's sad.
Wow.
Kudos to the decorating
team. I'm happy for the guys.
Right.
So, as SA, what can we do to improve the girls' dorm?
I don't know, because I feel like
at this point it's like a lot of money. We just need a lot of money. We need a grant. We need
money. Because I feel like because the first thing that people would probably want is for obviously the rooms to be bigger, but you can't really do that in, like, the fixed amount of space that the building has. So I feel like not necessarily the easiest option, but, like, the most obvious, quote-unquote, for the one that, like, everyone thinks of is just make a new dorm.
Yeah.
Just make a new one.
I agree.
Just expand.
Just start over.
Just start over, man.
Just, it's down, and then it's back up. It's
yeah,
new.
Exactly. Just start over. I feel like there's nothing wrong with starting over, you know?
Exactly.
New beginnings and whatnot.
Starting over.
Amen. Yes.
Just need money.
Correct.
So
if someone is rich out there and wants to donate a large amount of money.
Yes, please.
For this, please.
You will be single-handedly helping. What is, like, the female-to-male ratio student-wise? That's what.
Ooh.
Do we know?
I don't know, but I know that there are more female students than male students.
You would single-handedly be helping more females, the majority of students here at SWO.
Amen.
If they live in the dorm.
True.
You know? So.
Yeah, please give us money. This is what it boils down to.
Yes. It's for the kids.
Did you visit the girls' dorm? Did you see how
No, I was at an event. The soccer tournament.
Oh, I was like, didn't you say you were in your room? No. I was like, wait
the
a
math
minute.
Isn't mathing
right
now.
This is why I was tired, because I was at the soccer tournament.
Oh, the soccer mania? Yeah.
How was that?
It was actually very fun.
Yeah?
It was interesting.
Nice.
A lot of teams came by.
Yeah.
And they had pupusas.
Yeah, I went for a little bit, and it was a lot of people.
Yeah.
I wanted some, but...
Did you have to buy them, or were they free?
I didn't have cash.
There it is.
Money or...
All right. Because we are broke college students, and once again,
exactly.
need money.
That's okay, though. That's okay. Next time. I had another, like, was it the same church who brought them last time at one of the girls' soccer games?
I want to say they were.
Because those ones are really good.
Pathfinder Club.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah.
Sad time. Did you buy one?
Yeah. Good. That's what I was eating in my dorm when people decided to storm me.
That was his dinner.
Lucky. You're so lucky. It's okay, next time.
Next time. It was funny because there was someone's room. I forgot the guy's names because I don't know them. I just saw like their Polaroids on, which is cute. I think that's cute. Like the Polaroids.
Yeah, the little pictures.
With like the guys who are living in that room.
Wait,
like,
does everyone have those or did like only certain people?
I have a comment on those.
Uh-oh.
And yes, everyone is supposed to
but some
have
people
one.
Took theirs down.
Some took theirs down.
Like half the, more than half the dorm.
Yeah.
Took and theirs then, down.
For some reason, I don't know if it happened to any other guy, but I came in one day and my picture was stolen. So I'm very concerned about this.
Yeah, who was taking...
It's a crisis situation at this point.
Exactly.
So now the question is, are guys taking them off their door or is someone
exactly
taking
exactly.
them all?
So if you have my picture, please return it. I want it back.
I want it back. But there was one... And the room was open. Just no one was in it. But they had their lights turned off and they had like Christmas lights. So like the lighting was really cool. And so me and my friend group, we stepped in and like there was a mirror right there. And like we all started to take like pictures and cute pictures. And then he walked in. He was like...
You're like, oh, hey.
And we were like, I don't remember. If you're listening to this and this was you, I'm sorry I don't remember your name. But it was very funny. We weren't doing anything. We were just taking pictures. But he was he walked in and he was just like, who are you?
You're like, wait a minute. I
like,
know.
Oh, I wish they were like, your room is great. Thank you for letting us stand in here. We're oh sorry. Gosh. And we zoomed down
just
the hall.
Ran out.
We were so embarrassed.
Oh my gosh. It came out cute though. I saw the picture.
Oh, thank you.
A lot of cuties.
Thanks.
A couple of cuties.
See? It worked.
I know. I was just saying, I feel like at first, like, it's, like, kind of weird. Like, my roommate and I, Genesis, we, like, did our room really nice, and we left the door open. Then, like, in the girls' dorm, we had, like, a door decorating contest. So we went around, and we were, like, voting on whose, like, doors. We didn't, like, personally decorate our doors, but we still left our door open. And then the whole time I was thinking, I was like, someone can legit just walk in there and just, like, take stuff. And I was like,
right.
Should
that's
we close the door? Should
that's
close
why
the
I was
door?
Surprised when no one is in the room that we walked into. Because I'm like, wouldn't you want to be like,
yeah? Because the majority of the time I was, but then I was like, when I started doing the voting thing, I was like, the whole time I was just paranoid. I was like, oh my gosh, my room.
Right.
But then again, we're in Keene. I don't
that's
know.
That's true. And there's cameras, and yeah.
That's true. There are cameras.
But there's always that slight, you know, little
true.
Voice of anxiety inside of you.
But the thing is, even though there are cameras, you don't know when exactly the thing was taken. So it'd be annoying to like go through every single person that went into your room.
Exactly. So if you're listening to this,
please don't steal.
Please don't steal stuff.
This is an Adventist establishment.
At the Lord the open said, house especially.
Yeah.
So, exactly. The Lord says don't steal. So, don't steal.
Please. You know? It's not yours. You didn't pay for it. Thanks.
Did you guys go into Rolly's room?
Yes.
He had
he gave me hot chocolate.
Good in a bad list.
Yeah, he had a naughty nice list.
Yes. I saw that. I signed my name on the nice list.
So did I.
Aw.
Hey, what did you put your name in?
I asked our Lord and Savior, Rolly. What I should be.
Blasphemous.
Come on, future pastor.
That's a total
the
joke.
Theo major.
No, Rolly is kind of like our dad. We have a group chat on Snapchat. And it's so funny. Just the third floor.
Nice.
But yeah.
What did Rolly say?
He was the one that was like, I think you would fit the nice list. So he put me
there.
Look at us. We're all on the nice list.
Wow. I bet you if Vitor was here, he would...
He'd be on the naughty list.
He'd be on the naughty list. Absolutely.
Especially after that phone call.
I was just about to say after that phone call. Naughty.
He would definitely be on the naughty list.
Naughty list.
And we're not sorry for saying that, Vitor.
Did you go down to Claudney's room where they had like the little mini golf and then they had Brad and you could take a picture. Yeah. You could have Polaroid with him.
I did take a Polaroid.
Same.
And it was amazing. And I did play mini golf and... I'm not good at it, but you know, it's all
it's
about
okay.
the fun. It's
yeah,
all about the fun.
Absolutely, it was about the fun.
What about having an essay event on a mini golf court?
That would be awesome. Ooh. I think that would be fun. But the thing that I've noticed with a lot of people is that when you suggest stuff, in theory, they're like, yeah, that sounds fun. And then
they don't come.
Exactly, they don't come.
Yeah, that's what's
so,
annoying.
So if you think that sounds fun,
show up.
Show up to the event. You know?
Show up to events. Even if you're not 100% sure if you're going to like it, show up.
Because you can always leave.
Correct. And if we see that a lot of people are coming to events, we're more inclined to plan more fun events.
Yes, totally.
But if people aren't showing up, then we're like, okay, well, no one likes it.
So yeah. We won't. So why would we spend a bunch of money for me, Ashlyn, and Jose to hang out, you know?
Right, like we're doing that now for free.
Exactly. So, yes, guys, we really appreciate it when you guys do show up. So if you think of any fun ideas, feel free to, like, DM me or tell me also so that we can just make stuff that you guys want to do.
Yes, that's the biggest thing, is figuring out what a lot of people would like. Because I'll be honest with you, to the roller skating thing, I didn't think a lot of people would come. But then the bus was full. Like, we couldn't fit any more kids on the bus. And then even once we got there, there were more people that drove themselves. I was like, very nice.
A lot of people surprisingly love roller skating.
Yes, I was very excited.
So hopefully ice skating.
Nights
Saturday,
on ice.
December 11th, Nights on Ice.
Is that this Saturday?
Yes.
Oh, that made me so excited. I'm awful at ice skating, I'm not going to lie.
I love ice skating.
It's so awful. I'm so bad at it. I will, because like with, I feel like roller skating is easier than ice skating. And I don't know why.
Do you use roller skates or roller blades?
The thing is, I've always started with skates and I went to blades. Mm-hmm. Blades are always easier.
Then the blades, it's like ice skating.
Yeah, you would think that it would translate, and then it just never does for me.
Oh my god.
Maybe it'll be better now, because like for a while, because at KAS, when I was there, they would take 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade on a field trip to roller skating. And that was like, all four years in a row I went roller skating, but I hadn't gone ice skating in so long, like all of high school, I hadn't gone ice skating. And then my freshman year when they did it, I went ice skating. It was so bad. I was awful. I was up against the side the entire time. I had to I had to have someone like skate me around, and they would let go, and I'm like,
oh my
frozen.
Gosh.
I'm like, I can't move, or I'm going to just fall on my face.
Well, this
right
can be your redemption year.
Hopefully, since we just recently did the roller skating.
Why am I joking? I'm okay. I ate a bag of pretzels while I was walking on the way over here, and I think that's what did it.
That's what did you eat.
Yes.
Jose, are you any good at any kind of skating?
No. I am bad at keeping balance above my feet.
Did you try? Were you out roller skating?
No.
Not at all?
I decided to give Greek more time.
I mean, yeah, you're right, but like, essay events. Are you going to go to the ice skating?
I think I am.
Are you actually going to lace up some skates and...
The things we do for essay.
So see, this is the thing, is that Jose is going to be the one taking pictures, so no one can take pictures of him when he wipes out.
Not actually.
Oh?
Melanie's taking pictures.
Ah, Melanie, if you're listening, please
take
pictures of Jose.
Photos of Jose.
Honestly.
No, I'm going to fall so many times. I'm just like...
That's the fun part.
You got to come with elbow knee pads already.
Can I just like come with like 20 layers of clothes?
If you can stand it, sure.
I surprisingly always get really hot when I'm ice skating, though. Like, I'll go in, like, jeans, and I'll wear, like, a long-sleeve shirt and a hoodie and, like, fuzzy socks. And then, like, halfway through skating, I'm like, why is it so hot in here? Like, I'm sweating already.
Because you're wearing 13 layers.
Literally. I love ice skating, though. When I lived in Florida, there's this place called the RDV, and it was, like, this huge sports complex, I guess. Ooh. Where they had like multiple floors of swimming pools, multiple floors of like basketball courts and like gyms. Wow. And they had
like a not a rec center, but
yeah, it's kind of like a rec center.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that, but you have to like pay to have like a membership to
right.
But they had like 3 floors of ice skating as well.
Oh my
gosh. But there was this one like ice skating one where it's like you didn't have to like pay. You don't have to be a member. Like every like Saturday night or like Sunday night, you can just go ice skate.
Ooh.
I used to do that all the time, and it was so fun. So I'm very excited, because like when I moved here to Texas, I was like, there are really not that many ice skating rinks. Nope. Like even like this one that we're going to, I'm super excited, but it's like it's like in a mall, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like it's not even like its own standing thing.
Right.
That kind of makes it more exciting, because that mall, best Auntie Anne's I've ever had in my life.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Nice.
But yeah, I'm really excited.
I haven't had Auntie Anne's in a very long time.
It's amazing. Me neither, but I still...
I mean, I smell it every time I go to Hewlin Mall or Parks or anywhere that has... I feel like every mall that's near us has an Auntie Anne's.
Exactly. Every mall I've been to has had it, actually.
Which is fantastic, because it smells great.
One time, actually, where was I? Where was I? I don't know where I was. I was somewhere, and it was a city that I had, like, just flown to, and we just got off the airport, and they had a standalone Auntie Anne's right outside of the airport. It was just a small building. It was kind of weird. There was a gas station, and right next to it, there was a small building with a drive-thru. That was Auntie Anne's, and I was like, I had never seen one outside of a mall situation before.
You had to take a picture. You had to document that.
Literally. It was amazing.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen an Auntie Anne's outside of a mall. It's always in a mall.
Exactly. Have you been to Auntie Anne's, Jose?
No, I'm just Googling this because I have no idea what you guys are talking
Auntie Anne's
about.
You're missing out. You're missing out. They have the best soft sugar cinnamon pretzel bites I've ever had in my life.
All right. Then I guess I'm going to try that this Sunday.
Saturday. If you're going ice skating this Saturday, you have to get Auntie Anne's.
Yes.
Is this Saturday, by the way?
Yes, this Saturday.
Not Sunday. No.
Saturday. What time is the bus leaving? Do we know?
So basically, the buses are actually going to leave at 6:30 because they're going to bring them there over like earlier so people can go shopping and hang out at the mall and stuff like that first if they want to. And then the ice skating portion starts from 9:30 to 11:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
We're going to make a day of it, you know? Or
I know.
An evening of it.
You're right.
After Sabbath is
after
over.
Sabbath.
It's going to be great.
Right. I think that'll be really fun. I haven't been shopping in the Parks Mall in forever. You know, they have a big carousel in the food court.
Really?
Yes.
That's amazing.
So fun.
I noticed this actually when I was at home in San Antonio. They have so many malls around there, and I was like always going to the mall. And since I've been at school, I'm literally a sophomore, I've only gone to the mall once. Only once.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it the Parks Mall?
It was Hewlin Mall.
Hewlin Mall. Yeah, it's close.
And I was like, I've never like gone to that many malls around here, and they're all very far away.
There are two malls that you should go to. They're a little far away in Texas, but there's one in Dallas called the Galleria.
I've heard of that.
And that one has an ice skating rink.
Really?
Yes, and Christmas time comes around, they put an enormous Christmas tree in the center of
That's
it.
That's so cute.
It's really nice. And
That's
it's
amazing.
Like three or four stories.
Oh,
it's
shoot.
It's big. And another really big one is Grapevine. The Grapevine Mills down by Great Wolf Lodge and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's one floor, but it's this big loop, and it has everything. And so those are two really big malls that, like, whenever prom season would come around or, like, whenever Mimosa comes around next semester, I always go to those malls to find a dress.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for that tip.
Absolutely.
Because I realized, I literally was just telling my friend the other day, I was like, I've really not gone to any malls. I don't really know that many around here, you know?
Right.
So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
Sounds like we should go to that mall 2 weeks in advance before Mimosa comes around.
Exactly.
So everyone goes to find their dress.
Oh, yeah.
Their suits.
Yeah.
Their shirts.
We can make another little event, to say.
Oh.
For those people who don't have cars.
True.
Like me.
She said,
like
it's
me.
For me.
Oh, now I have, you know, friends and stuff I can ask. Well, last year, struggle bus. It was a struggle.
True.
But yeah. If you have a car and you're listening to this,
please be my friend.
You're lucky.
You're lucky.
Thank the Lord and be grateful, you know?
True.
Very Except when true. It breaks down. I've noticed a lot of people that I know, their cars are always breaking down. And I'm like, that just adds a lot more stress. Like, yeah, it's stressful not having a car. But, like, imagine having a car and then, like,
something
happens
goes
to
wrong.
It. I feel like that would just make my day, like, 10 times worse, you know?
This is very true. My car, for a while, like, because I got my car at the end of my sophomore year of high school. And in my junior year in softball, we would drive down to the softball park for practice because we didn't have a field. We still don't have a field at Keene. But this was the first time this happened to my car, is that all of a sudden, like, it just stopped. The radio actually wouldn't shut off, but, like, the car would just stop, and I'm still in drive, but, like, I couldn't turn the steering wheel. I couldn't.
But it was still going?
But it would just, like, it's like the whole car shut up, and, like, to this day, I don't know how to explain it, but it was, like, it shut off, and so, like, I couldn't speed up anymore, and so it would just, like, be going, and eventually it would roll out of, like, gas, or not gas, but, like, it would stop moving, and I'd, like, slam on the brakes, and I had to, like, fight my steering wheel to turn over, and I
that
was, like...
That is so scary.
And it was still in drive, so I had to, like, put it in park and turn it off, and I'm like, what just happened?
What's happening here?
What is going on?
Like, am I about to have to jump out this car right
Honestly,
now?
Honestly!
Is this about to explode with me inside of it?
And some of the teammates were following me, and so, like, they were like, why did she stop? And
you're
so, like...
I'm going through a crisis here.
Honestly, I had to be like, just go around me. And they were, like, looking at me, and they're like, are you okay? I'm like, I genuinely don't know. So I would start my car up again, and then it was fine. And I was like...
Dude.
But that has happened to me more often than I wish it would. Like, there have been times where I'm driving in, like, the middle of, like, on my way to Cleburne, and it would just, like, do that. It was shut up, and I'm like...
That's actual craziness.
And it was terrifying.
Yeah, see, those are the things that, like, make me a little bit grateful that I don't have a car. Because if that happened to me, I would just cry. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do I do? What do I do?
Cry. Crying is a good answer.
Yeah.
Just call your mom on the first.
Literally.
Be like, Mom, I'm stuck in the middle of the road. I will do that. I will call her. I know she can't do anything.
Yeah, because
it's just the comfort of your mother being
exactly.
there.
Then you can just sit and cry on the phone. You know?
True.
Exactly.
And you just feel better afterwards. True. Then you hang up. And you're still
you
in the
still
car.
Don't know what to do.
You're still in the car. It's been 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's no solution.
There's no solution.
That is scary.
That's why I'm really grateful that we have the Hops Automotive literally right in Keene. Because, like, my car breaks down, I'd be like, hey, guys.
Is that the car place?
That's yeah, that's the car okay. place that's across from the bank.
I was
bank.
Like, Hops Automotive.
Sorry.
I don't know the names of these things.
Yeah, the car shop that's right there across the street from the bank and mm-hmm. Sonic and, like, CTA and stuff. Because I'm like, what if we didn't have a place in Keene?
Literally.
And it wasn't made up of... I mean, like, I know that y'all don't know them, but, like, I know the family. And so I'm like... Hey, it's me again.
Hey.
It's the Tyler kid. I don't know what's wrong with my car.
Help me.
Please.
Oh my gosh. That is nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
The small perks of growing up in a small town.
Oh, she said small perks only. That's true. There are some good things about it.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Yeah.
But did you grow up in a small town or more?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, I mean, I grew up, like, when I was younger at, like, Southern, and so it's kind of like a small town, especially, like, back in the day, it was a lot smaller than it is now. But then I moved to North Carolina, when I moved to Florida especially, no, not really. Yeah. I do prefer, like, small city
vibes. Yeah, me too.
Vibes. And I thought I didn't until... I moved to Keene. No offense. No offense. I love Keene. I love this place. I do. But sometimes I feel like if I had a car, it would be different because I can't just go anywhere where I want. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like if you need something or like if you're like me and I'm always like worrying about like what if something bad happens? What if I need to like go to the hospital right now? Mm. Well, the closest one is like 20 minutes away.
Right.
Whereas like in other places that I've lived, it's like there's a hospital in like every
That's
5
true.
Feet, you know?
That is true because in a lot of like the big cities, like even just like Fort Worth and Dallas, you just walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Like I noticed that I went to Seattle over the summer. Yes, the summer.
That's so cool.
And you just walk everywhere. Like parking sucks.
Yeah.
Hated trying to find a place to park. It was awful. There was nowhere to park ever. But whenever we found a place to park, we park one spot and we're like, okay, we're spending the day here and we're not getting back into the car until we're going home.
Yeah.
Because we're not trying to find another parking spot again unless we're getting out of the city and it's like on the outskirts and mm-hmm. we're going somewhere there but everything it's this big old grid and you just walk everywhere and so like that's really convenient.
Imagine how fit the people who actually live like in like big cities are. Like, especially, like, you know, like, in New York, how it's this thing that people don't really buy cars over there and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just kind of just walking everywhere. Like, that's insane.
I know. I would. Oh, my gosh.
It's kind of cool, though. It's kind of exciting, I feel like.
It is. But I'm just. I like driving.
Yeah. And then it starts nice. Snowing. And then it's like.
Right. Any kind of bad weather happens and you have to deal with it.
And you still have to go to work. You know, you still have to eat. And then what?
Then what? Then you're just.
What happens if you sprain your ankle?
Ooh.
You're screwed.
Yeah. Pretty much.
It's okay, though.
Is it? If I'm walking in the snow and, like, sprained ankle, trying to go to work.
Not. I guess not.
I mean, I'd it's going to be a white Christmas for you. You can still enjoy that.
I don't know. I love the snow. I was born in the wrong state. I love Texas. But, like, winter is my favorite season because I like the cold. And I'm not going to lie. Once we got past the power outages and everything earlier,
man,
the snow was so much fun.
It was.
Because I have the last time there was snow that I can remember, because previous years it was just ice. You couldn't do a lot. It was just ice. It was just crunchy. It was hard. Couldn't drive.
Mm-hmm.
But like the last time we had actual snow was when I was in elementary school. I can't remember the last time I had snow before that or in between. So I was so excited for snow. And it was my dog's first Christmas. Oh, so he got snow for his first Christmas. And he loves the snow. My mom would be like, you need to bring him in. He's going to get cold. And he's out there shivering. And I'm like, okay, let's come inside. And he's like, I don't want to. I don't want to. No. And he would just get the zoomies and he'd run through the snow again.
That
and
is so cute.
It was so fun. I love the
snow. I actually loved the snow too. Yes. Like, it was definitely a learning experience. We'll just put it that way.
True.
You know, no water, the situation. Dying? Question mark. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Living my best life? No,
no,
not necessarily that either. But like actually like going outside and like it was just so fun. Like
yes,
it was cold. I think the main thing for me was that I didn't actually have like proper
winter clothes.
Especially since I had lived in Florida for so long, like I didn't have any winter clothes there.
Right,
and then I came here. I think like my friend gave me like a pair of her like UGG boots. And that was it. And those were my saving grace. Literally, those boots were my saving grace because my toes were so warm. But besides that, like, I didn't have gloves. I didn't have, like, a nice heavy jacket. So that was, like, the main problem, I feel like.
Dang.
Yeah. But, yeah. Then the school gave us some, like, sweaters and sweatpants and coats.
Yeah, I remember that. That's what's really nice about the small town is that in crisis and stuff, like, this town cares about SWAU.
Yeah.
Like, no one cares
more
about...
People are donating clothes and, like, jackets
the water.
Students.
And, like, this community, this town really just bands together in times of need. And that's what I really appreciate.
It was kind
of
cool. It was kind of cool to see.
Yeah.
And it wasn't for that long. It was, like, what, like a week and a half?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, you know,
okay,
things
I guess.
Were gone. Yeah, I mean, I was like, then things went back, and I was like, no, they didn't.
They didn't, not really.
They didn't, but it was better than the worst moments. Did you guys, like, that time, like, during last year, during, the, like, the little snowstorm, or earlier this year, when it was, like, that one day, like, we all went sledding, and then Dean Iverson had, like, his ATV or whatever it's called,
no,
and was, like...
because I live off campus, and my dad was like, don't drive.
Oh, my god.
Don't go anywhere, and I'm like...
That was so fun.
But
it was
I
want to
go
like,
be with my friend, so if it happens again, I'm going to be like...
You're going to be there.
I'm going to drive.
Exactly.
I'm going to go.
It was, like, funny, because I actually just found this video of that day that I had, like, made, and... It was like 9 degrees outside that night when we were sledding. It was literally 9 degrees.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I remember like thinking like, I can't feel my hands. And my friends and I, we didn't have, this is so bad. We didn't have any gloves. And so one of my friends was like, why don't we just put on like those like latex medical gloves? Maybe that will help us because our hands won't get wet.
Oh,
so in the videos, it's just like a bunch of like people bundled up, but then we're all wearing blue medical gloves. And looking back, I'm like, that was like, it did not help at all.
Do anything.
Like it possibly made things worse because they were like sticking to our hands.
Because the gloves got cold and then.
Yeah. Stuck. And like, I'm like, why didn't I just, I don't know, like put some like scarves
or socks.
Yeah. Why medical gloves? I do not know. It was so freezing, but it was honestly so fun.
It was really fun.
And they had a little fire there. That was nice.
That sounds nice.
It was crowded, but it was nice.
It does sound nice.
Were you there?
No.
Oh. He said,
I guess not.
It was very cold, and I was like, I'm not about to do that.
I'm staying.
Oh my goodness. I remember also last year in the snow, we tried playing like football in the snow.
Yeah.
It was so fun.
That sounds so fun.
Wow. Every time we fell, we just fell in the snow.
Oh.
But.
Well. I don't want to say let's have snow again, but...
I say, yeah. I say let's have snow
because just because we have snow does not mean we need to lose power and water.
Exactly. Things can... Now we're prepared. Things can be better.
I hope we're prepared.
Are we prepared?
All in favor of snow. Oh, I guess it's just Jose. But yeah, we'll see what happens. Honestly, I've heard that it might snow again this year.
Yeah, I keep hearing that. But I keep seeing that people are like already starting to stock up on like...
Oh,
water and canned goods and everything, and I'm like,
actually,
yes.
Why? Like, why am I not doing that?
Like, I see it on TikTok. They're like, I'm preparing for the Texas snowmageddon again. I'm like, it's 70 degrees. I'm
literally
confused.
That is so funny. Hey, but I mean, when it actually happens, we're gonna.
This is true.
We're gonna be going to them.
Yep.
You know?
Correct. Absolutely.
All right. So we are reaching our time limit. Do you have anything to tell us? The floor is
Any
yours.
Any final parting words?
Yes, before I go. I'm kidding. I guess I just want to say that, like, I am grateful for all of the members on SA.
Oh.
You guys and everyone else and all, like, the help that you guys have given me and aided me with all the events and stuff. And it's been really fun. It's been a great semester. It's been interesting. It's been hard. It's been sad. But it's also been fun. And there's been great memories.
True.
And let's just... fellow knights, let's just go make this next semester even better than this one. True. And make the most of it. Like, come to events, go hang out with your friends. If you don't have friends, go hang out by yourself. Like,
true.
Do things to
and make friends.
There you
yeah,
go.
Do things to make memories. Because when you're looking back, you don't want to be like, man, I really wish I did something differently. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, true. Live your best life. Make
you
the best of things.
To plug your social medias at all, if you want people to follow you.
Sure. Yeah, I just have Instagram, basically.
Yeah?
I never got Snapchat. I never did.
That's
I just
fair.
Realized that.
That's valid.
But yeah, it's just Jaylee Love, my name, JaylieIGHLOVE, on Instagram.
Also, go follow her dancing account because...
You can if you want to.
She goes and she pressures you into following it.
It was just Jose. It was literally just Jose because he was being mean.
Oh,
was being mean?
Yes, he was. Anyways, yes, you can follow my dance account at JLoveDances. It's been kind of dry because I've been busy, so...
Oh.
There's not like a ton in the past month, but yeah, you can go check it out. Or if you want to be on it,
ooh.
Tell me.
She said,
I don't even have like a lot of followers, so it's not like you're going to be famous or anything, but just for fun, you know?
You know, it's for funsies.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah. This has been cool. Thank you guys for listening, and we will see you. Is next week our last episode of the semester?
Yeah. Next week, it's going to be a very special episode, by the way.
Ooh.
We're going to have someone really cool come in.
So I'm not really cool?
You are.
Is this not a special
cool.
episode? Wait, I'm confused.
She said I thought I was
I
the
moment. I thought this was the special episode. I'm kidding.
So we will see you guys again, or I guess hear you guys.
Before
talk
that,
to you.
We still have gift cards. If someone wants a gift card.
Oh, you see, I thought we had a week. I thought they had a week, and so I wanted to use mine. But I haven't yet, so I guess if you listen, you can come get a Starbucks gift card for me.
Yes.
Sad.
I guess.
All right. Thank you guys for listening.
We will see you. Talk to you next week.
Talk at you.
Talk at you, I suppose. You can tune in again next week.
Vitor, how do you do this?
Yeah, how do you do this, Vitor?
Let's just say, like, bye.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.